Great to have you kicking off the week and the month of February with CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. We've got 10 minutes of current events lined up for you, but no commercials. Our show starts in the Middle East with a bit of history. Israel is an ally of the United States. The mostly Jewish country was founded in 1948. Many Arabs in the region opposed Israel. In the wars that followed, Israel defeated the Arabs. The tensions between Israel and its neighbors, which include the country of Lebanon, have been simmering ever since. All right, present day. There's a militant Islamic group in Lebanon named Hezbollah. It opposes Israel and the West. Israel and the U.S. consider Hezbollah a terrorist group. A recent flare-up between Israel and Hezbollah made headlines around the world.
Well, it doesn't take much to start a war in this corner of the world. The latest spark ignited right where Lebanon, Syria, and Israel meet. Borders are contested, land still disputed. So, when violence flares, everyone braces for the worst. This time, the Israeli military says Hezbollah launched 5 anti-tank missiles at an Israeli military convoy traveling in the disputed Sheba Farms area. 2 Israeli soldiers were killed, and Israel immediately responded with artillery strikes. A Spanish UN peacekeeper was killed in the crossfire. The Hezbollah attack was in retaliation for an Israeli airstrike carried out on a Hezbollah convoy near Quneitra in Syria a few weeks ago. An Iranian general and the son of a Hezbollah commander were among others that were killed. Now, it's not the first time this has happened. In 2006, Hezbollah killed 8 soldiers in a cross-border raid, capturing 2 bodies. That sparked a summer war that killed more than 1,000 people. But this time, it seems, tensions quickly diffused. Hezbollah is already embroiled in Syria, and Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has elections to look forward to in March. So it seems that this time, nobody wants a war.
Still, in the midst of the recent violence between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel put its army on high alert near its border with Lebanon, and it reportedly moved a very advanced missile system into place. In fact, it's probably more accurate to say it's an anti-missile system. It's something that's seen a lot of use in a nation surrounded by groups that oppose it.
Deployment of the Iron Dome missile system is usually a signal that Israel is getting ready for trouble. The Iron Dome has a very sophisticated radar system. When a rocket is launched into Israel, the radar tracks its trajectory, calculates an impact point, and launches a missile to shoot it down. The manufacturers of the Iron Dome system say it's the fastest and most reliable system of its kind and can launch a missile and shoot down a rocket within 15 seconds. And that allows Israelis to live a relatively normal life during a very volatile time. Iron Dome was very useful in Operation Protective Edge. They say they struck down 90% of the more than 1,000 rockets that were launched from Gaza into Israel. The United States is the primary funder of the Israeli-made Iron Dome system, and it doesn't come cheap. Each interceptor missile costs at least $62,000, and each battery costs about $50,000. Together, the United States and Israel have spent over $1 billion on the system, deploying 10 Iron Dome batteries. But the architects of the system and the Israelis say the cost is well worth it when you consider what has been saved in terms of property damage, economic impact, and most importantly, lives. When those air sirens sound, indicating an incoming missile, by and large, Israelis are glad they have the Iron Dome to protect them.